How many people does it take to put up a sign? In Charlotte, the answer is a city councilman, the city manager, and a multi-departmental government task force. WFAE's Ben Bradford reports.
Nancy Newton wants to put up a sign for her family-run farmer's market.
We wanted the signs up to help people find where we are.
It's located in the university area at what's now an out-of-the-way dead end of Rocky River Road.
When we started the market, the road did go through, and so we had a lot of traffic, a lot of visibility. When they closed the road, we lost that visibility.
Newton says they were standing a sign up about a half mile away at the closest intersection, just when they're open on Saturdays. They received a notice from the city that was illegal. It violates the city's 75-page sign ordinance.
Sign ordinances, they are crazy kinds of beasts to manage.
Assistant City Manager Ann Wall says she's encountered similar conundrums in previous jobs in Rocky Mount and in Florida. The ordinance, which governs all things signs, has to regulate what businesses can and can't post.
Because it is that balance of how you help one group, the businesses, and how you help the public so that they don't have to see thousands of signs.
It spells out all size, shape, and height requirements depending on sign type. It comes with illustrations, and it bans roof signs, flashing, fluttering, swinging, or rotating signs other than time and temperature, and signs that are off the premises. City officials are working to create an exception to that will work for the farmers market. In an email to Mayor Pro Tem Michael Barnes, City Manager Ron Carley wrote, "Unfortunately, signs are a legal morass wherein I have never found a simple way to do anything. Maybe this can be a first." Smiley face. Wall is leading a group of planning, zoning, and neighborhood service officials looking for a solution. Ultimately, any change to the sign ordinance will require a vote from City Council. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.